Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 152 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 23rd, 2012, hanging out with the Mod. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Oh.
A young person who often drinks alone may need help.
Yep, and I'm gonna be the guy to help him tonight. I took a muscle relaxant not long ago. I sound like Rory. I took a muscle relaxant not long ago because I have the stiffest neck and shoulders I can ever remember. Where did I rearrange things here? And I can't. Da 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 da. I don't know where the Schlitz jingle is, folks. I don't know. Maybe I didn't restore it. We'll have. Well, all right.
We'll be right back.
You got it, Calvin. That was Santana and Well All Right. That was a Buddy Holly song. Right now, this is a Wynonie Harris song. I'm drinking beer and taking muscle relaxants. That's as close as I'm going to get to what Wynonie's talking about.
Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure have been a friend of mine. When all my friends left me, you stuck by me all the time. Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure can make a man change his mind. Every time I leave the woman in love, you make me try one more time. A friend in need, is surely a friend indeed. Since I met you, sweet wine, you're the only friend I'll ever need. Wine, sweet wine, sweet wine, sweet wine. You're the only friend that I can find. And when I need consolation, I can call on you anytime, any old time.
Oh, that's Wynonie Harris, and I think that's from 1947, but I'm not sure. And wine, wine, sweet wine, ah, sweet wine. You know, I'm going to tell you a couple things tonight. We're going to listen to a little Terry Lee with the Pam's Radio Jingle Orchestra. I'm going to let her tell you all about my hometown.
Let me tell you about my hometown. I want the world to know about the sights to see and things to do in a city that's on the go. In the heart of America, Sunflower State, the area of renown, Topeka, Topeka. That's my hometown. Topeka, Topeka, that's my hometown. There's a civic chorus, a theater too, and a mighty fine symphony. Washburn, Euphorbes, Air Base 2, and beautiful Lake Shawnee. See the famous Kansas Capitol Dome and the painting of Big John Brown. Topeka, Topeka, that's my hometown. Topeka, Topeka, that's my hometown. Pile your family in a Vantee Chevy and all join in the fun. We can play some golf, see the Gage Park Zoo, or go swimming in the sun. The place to live and work and play, the finest city around. Topeka, Topeka, that's my hometown. Topeka, Topeka.
Let me tell you a little bit about Terry Lee and Pam's. That was Pam's was a jingle manufacturing center in Dallas, Texas that produced radio jingles for stations all around the globe. What we just heard was Topeka, My Hometown from Pam's Sound of the City, Pam Series 16 from 1961 or 62. I never heard that until a number of years ago when my friend Rory Borealis first played it on his radio show, and at the time, very little was known about its origin. But since then, I've learned a lot, and I've been collecting various versions of that song. We're going to hear a couple more tonight after a bit. but not right now. Right now, we're going to hear a little Michael Nesmith, Just 'Cause I Want To.
See the lazy windmill slowly turning, cutting up the marble canyons of the sky. See the dust around my feet go churning, moving with the winds down the highways of goodbye.
Michael Nesmith with the First National Band. Mike Nesmith is the king of rock and roll. Did you know that? It's the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. Right now, this is Herb Alpert. Get the itching going. Spanish Flea.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's some dead air. We do that once in a while here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. If you've tuned in, thank you. If you haven't, why not? I make it easy. I really do. I really do. You know, that was Herb Alpert in Spanish Flea with the Tijuana Brass. I was reading an article on the internet today about, you know, that if you were a male person in the 60s or 70s, you probably had some assistance making it through puberty with the album cover to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass's Whipped Cream and Other Delights. And it was an article about the woman who's posing on the cover of that album. She lives in the Seattle, Washington area now, and she's 76 years old, if you can imagine such a thing. Wow. Let's see if I've got this queued up for you. I was talking about this earlier. Oh, here we go.
From a very modest beginning in antiquity, where Romans roamed, Saxons sacked, and started our history, this self-reliant, sprawling giant of a city came to be. London, London, that's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown. For cordiality, hospitality, London sets the pace. People come here from far and near, there's no finer place. Stately, beautiful, big of heart, city of renown. London, London, that's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown.
The key change.
I've seen some fabulous cities all around the world. Rome, Tokyo, and New York, I've given them all a whirl. I know why they sing of Paris in spring, but no place I've found beats London, London, that's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown.
Oh, definitely more bang for your buck when you wash down that orphanodrin with a Schlitz. Trust me on that one. That was Terry Lee once again singing London, My Hometown. As I said, I've been collecting those. I have quite a few and I'm about to acquire a bunch more. We'll be featuring those on the weeks to come here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I've got a special treat, something I discovered this week that just really surprised me. Won't surprise you because all of this stuff is kind of new to you, but hey, that's okay. That's all right. What, you know, hey, I got an idea. How about we listen to some music? This is Billy Bremner. He was 1/4 of the band Rockpile, along with Dave Edmonds, Nick Lowe, and drummer Terry Williams. Billy was the other guitar player in the band. This is off of his 1982 solo album, and this song is called Loud Music in Cars.
Loud music in cars. Yeah.
Brass and a Lack. I used to have that album on vinyl, like a lot of albums that I can say I used to have. I wish I had, you know, if I had The Genie and the Lantern, I think that would be the first of my three wishes. It might even be my first of one wish, if I only got one wish, would be I would like to have back, in the condition that I last saw it, every single record album I have ever owned. As a matter of fact, what I have here is probably barely a third of what I cumulatively owned over the span of my record-buying life, and it makes me sad now. I wish I had even the worst of them. I wish I had even the worst of them back. Right now, this is Maureen Evans, and she likes you like I do. Or like I do. Click.
Da, da, da.
Oh, yes.
Da, da,
classical music.
Da, 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 da. She may kiss you like I do. She may hold you like I do. But you'll never, never, never. She will never, never love you like I do. She may whisper you're her only. That without you she is lonely. But you'll your heart to play with for a while. She may kiss you like I do. She may hold you like I do. But you'll never, never, never. She will never, never love you like I do. Da 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 da. For a while, she may kiss you like I do. She may hold you like I do. But you'll never, never, never. She will never, never love you like I do. Da 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 da.
Yeah, that's Maureen Evans and Like I Do, and right now this is a little Cockney rebel. And if you can't make out what those Cockneys are saying, he's singing Judy Teen.
Riding on a crest of a smile, which never fades. Now how we live.
That's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel from 1974 and Judy Teen. You know what time it is.
WCFL Chicago.
40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area, this song by Sam Neely was number 40 on the Big Ten Music Survey.
In the morning, the time seems to fly. In the morning, the dives seem to die. The wine I had, it tasted fine. With me, that's just fine. It's not the wine. Loving you just crossed my mind. The price is low, it don't take much to live on empty dreams. So I just sit here laughing, eating beans. So I take a drink again. At least I've got one good friend. But I don't like talking to wine. That's just fine. But it's all mine. Loving you just crossed my mind. Feeling all the pain inside, you know that don't seem right. Feeling all the cries in my eyes. Loving any woman, you don't mind spending time talking over good times and drinking lots of wine. Well, I don't have a minute, but I've got lots of time. Loving you just crossed my mind. Well, I don't.
You know, there could be a reason why none of us have ever heard of Sam Neely. And that song could be why.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Well, in our last exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior had finally apprehended the Hummer, that crown prince of wordless, silly melodies.
Well, with a hidey-high and a hoity-ho, I have arrived with the Hummer in tow. Well, with a hidey-high and a hoity-ho.
I heard you.
Oh. Would you inform the commissioner that I have brought in the Hummer, that crown prince?
In just a moment. May I help you, madam?
Yes. I would like to report an arrest.
Oh, who's been arrested?
I have.
This is the Hummer, Miss Helfinger.
You're kidding.
I found her humming in the needlework department of the Midland City department store.
I didn't know it was disturbing anyone.
Winged warrior, you've made a mistake.
I always hum when I'm happy.
I must warn you that anything you say will be taken down and
Winged warrior.
I won't ever do it again.
Well, that's for a jury to decide.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes, Miss Helfinger?
Could you come out here, Commissioner?
You mean leave my desk?
For just a few minutes.
Well, I'm awfully comfortable right now.
The winged warrior thinks he has the Hummer out here.
You mean that crown prince of silly swordless...
Yes, that one.
I'll be right out.
Well, I'm out. Where's the Hummer?
Right here, Commissioner.
Where?
Right here, wearing the handcuffs.
Oh, yes, so you're the Hummer.
Would you like to interrogate her, Commissioner?
Commissioner.
Is it safe to approach her?
Winged warrior.
Yes, the handcuffs are pretty secure, Commissioner.
I won't bite you, Sonny, not with this flour sack over my head.
Perhaps you should remove the sack, winged warrior.
This is unbelievable.
Okay, there you are, Commissioner. The face of the Hummer.
That's also the face of my mother.
Hmm?
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Benjamin.
I'm sorry, Commissioner, but it appears that your mother is the Hummer.
I don't believe this is really happening.
I'm surprised you never suspected.
Well, Mother always did a lot of humming around the house.
It's not happening.
Especially when I was canning and making bread.
Well, so the Commissioner has a hummy mommy. And another thing, how much bread could the old lady make canning? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere!
I'm Elm Hill Bill, I'm big and strong. I chop down elm trees all day long. And each of these I place with a smack on an Elm Hill quality all meat pack. Wieners that are oh so good, three fine flavors understood. All meat, cheese, and barbecue, vacuum packed to stay fresh for you. Bacon smoked and very lean, ham's the best you ever seen. Filled with Elm Hill taste delight, a treat to make your day just right. Pure pork sausage country style, fresh and tasty extra mile. Sandwich meats a variety pack, pure smoked beef it'll make your lips smack. Tater dogs and ham sticks too, 54 meats all for you. When you're at your grocery and you see there alone them three, you'll know the package that it mounts is Elm Hill Meats, where quality counts.
Thanks, Elm Hill Bill. That's right. Tonight's program is brought to us by Elm Hill Meats. And what could be more appropriate right now than, oh, I don't know, this guy. Hello. Hello. Play some music. Oh, what's the matter? Oh, I gotta try it this way. We're gonna have to. Oh man. I'm just not good at this. I've never done this before. What the?
Make it fun. No, it is. Make it fun. Thank you.
I got to push the button there. That's James Brown. He's making it funky right now. This has been a pretty funky program tonight. I don't know what to tell you. You know, if you got the email this morning, I know if you don't know what I'm talking about, I send out an email every Thursday morning talking about the evening's program and mentioned that I thought that the new server would be in service maybe next Thursday on August 30th. Well, I got carried away, and we're using it tonight, so everything is kind of reconfigured in the studio, and considering that, it's not going too terribly badly. We have a winner from thousands of entries. It was amazing. It's such a coincidence that the winning entry for naming the new server was submitted by me. And I'd like to thank Little Uncle Michael and the Midwest for his great suggestion. We've decided to call the new server the Mod, and so we are hanging with the Mod tonight, and we consider ourselves fortunate because there is no more sweetness and light than emanates from the Mod right now. From 1969, this is Mr. Noel Harrison, and you'll know it well.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and a fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning wheel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
You forget all about those windmills. Probative Republican nominee Mitt Romney swears that he can make all of North America energy independent by the year 2020, with a plan that involves unsubsidizing anything other than digging things out of the ground and setting them on fire. And apparently, a guy with his investment background would, you'd presume that he would understand something about how commodities work on a world market that, I'm not going to try to explain it to him because, you know what, he's not going to be president anyway.
I'm headed for the station with a pack on my back, tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. I hear the whistle blowing, see the smoke from the stack. I pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie, choo-choo,
choo 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 boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. You reach your destination and alas and alack, you need some compensation to the back of the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack. Put me right back in the rack, Jack. Choo choo, choo 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 boogie. Woo woo, woo woo choo boogie. Choo choo, choo 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 boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. When I hear the whistle, I can peep through the crack and see the train a-rolling when it's ballin' the jack. But I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, choo-boogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Take me right back to the track.
Louis Jordan and Choo Choo Chaboogie from, oh wow, that was from, I don't know what year that's from. I wanted to say 1949, but I might not be right. I'd like to welcome my dad to the broadcast. He's got a request coming up, so don't fall asleep in your chair, Pop. We were listening to some versions of, we heard Topeka, my hometown. We heard London, my hometown. Recently this week, I heard something that I had never heard before, which was a version of the My Hometown song, as sung and played by other people. They call that a cover version. Who knew? If anybody out there listening right now either sang or played on that recording, please get in touch with Hinky Dinky Time Radio, because I'm dying for more information. I have a report from my father that, thanks to the presence of the mod, the quality of the broadcast is much improved. And he's a very meticulous and fussy individual, so he wouldn't say such a thing lightly. So I'm very pleased to hear that right now. A request going out to my father. Every once in a while, he surprises me. I have no idea what the origin of this request is. I'm sure he'll tell me. He mentioned that I could play something either by this gentleman or by his son. It's a hint. His son, Rufus, who apparently just this last week tied the knot with his partner of 20 years. Congratulations, Rufus. I was just watching Rufus about three nights ago on Netflix. I was watching an episode of Spectacle, a music-based chat show, as they call them in Britain, where the host is Mr. Elvis Costello, and he was interviewing Rufus Wainwright the first, and they spoke quite a bit about his father, his father, Loudon Wainwright III. In fact, Rufus's mother appeared on the program. At the time, I don't think Kate's still with us. That would be Kate McGarrigle of the duo Kate and Anne McGarrigle. I think Kate's no longer with us. At the time, they were Kate and Ruf and Loudon were still divorced after many years of successful divorcital bliss. And I'm rambling. So let's just hear a little Loudon Wainwright III off of the Attempted Mustache album. This is Bell.
This song is dedicated Badham to the United
Plants
States Navy.
Or
one,
something.
Two. A three, a four. Everybody got the bell-bottom pants. Ain't got the pants, you ain't got a chance. At the pop festival, rock festival, a folk festival of the dance, oh baby.
Bell-bottom pants.
I went down to the dance and I took a glance, and everybody was looking askance at me. I didn't have them pants. Your chances at the pop festivals and the rock festivals and folk festivals and dances, get yourself a pair of them pantsies. That's right, the bell-bottom pantsies. Yes, the bell-bottom pants. Got a chance at the pop, rock, folk, slop, pop, dance, baby.
What the heck? Let's listen to a little bit more Loudon just because we can. Not everything Loudon recorded relied on humor, but he did employ a good deal of humor. Here's a song that Loudon wrote when his son Rufus was a very, very young person.
Well, we'll be right after the show. We're going to take a couple of breaks here. I hope you all have another drink of drink.
A song called Rufus is a Tit Man. Rufus is a tit man, sucking on his mama's gland, sucking on the nipple, it's a sweeter than the ripple wine. Yes, it's sweeter than the wine. You can tell by the way the boy burps that it's gotta taste fine. Marco Polo craved the spice and silk, and Rufus craves the mama's milk. No moo cow, no billy goat is gonna get the baby's vote. Come on, mama. Come on and open up your shirt. Yeah, you got the goods, mama. Give the little boy a squirt. For my lungs and for my liver, I do definitely fear. I like to suck on cigarettes and drink the wine and beer. The doctor says I'm oral. Blah! And I believe it's true. Ah, son, you look so satisfied, I envy you.
So put Rufus on the left and put me right on the right. And like Romulus and Remus, we'll suck all night. Come on, mama. Come on and lactate a while. Yeah, look down on us, mama, and flash us a Madonna smile. Thank you very much.
There's not a lot I can say about that other than the fact that Rufus grew up to be something decidedly other than a breast man. How about one more from Loudon?
One, a two, a one, two. The dollar went down and the president's sick. Who's in charge now? I don't know. Take your pick. A new disease every day and the old ones are coming back. Things are looking kind of gray, like they're gonna get black. Don't turn on the TV, don't show me the paper. Don't wanna know he got kidnapped or why they all raped him. I wanna go on vacation till the pressure lets up, but they keep hijacking airplanes and blowing them up. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? Harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. It's hot in December, cold in July. When it rains, it pours out of a poisonous sky. In California, the body counts keep getting higher. It's evil out there, man. That state is always on fire. Everyone has a system, but they can't seem to win. Even Bob Geldof looks alarmingly thin. I got to get on that shuttle, get me out of this place. But there's gonna be warfare up there in outer space. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. I got clothes on my back and shoes on my feet, a roof over my head and something to eat. My kids are all healthy and my folks are alive. You know, it's amazing, but sometimes I think I'll survive. I got all of my fingers, all of my toes. I'm pretty well off, I guess, I suppose. So how come I feel bad so much of the time? A man ain't an island. John Dunn wasn't lying. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. Hey! It's business as usual. Some things never change. It's unfair and unkind and unjust, and it's strange. We don't seem to learn, we can't seem to stop. I suppose some explosions might close up the shop, and you know, maybe that would be fine, because we would be off the hook, man. We resolved all the problems, never mind what it took, man. And it all would be over, finito the end, until the survivors started up all over again in a band. All over on Earth.
I'm pretty sure that's the first ever triple play by an artist on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and I there's nobody that deserves it more than Mr. Loudon Wainwright III. That was Hard Day on the Planet. Boy, that band sounded pretty good too. Not just Loudon. But having said that, I don't know that we can close up shop tonight looking through the prism of Loudon Wainwright's twisted worldview. I think we need to go to bed having glanced out through the sparkling clear vision of the eyes of Mr. Smokey Robinson. What do you say? I thought we did just fine tonight, considering it was the Mods' first outing. We'll all meet back next week and see. I've got some other surprises planned. I'm not going to tell you what they are now, but, you know, you'll want to be here, and you'll want to be able to check out the Stick Cam stream. Trust me on that one. As always, treat one another with respect and love, and I will see you all right back here next Thursday night.
Was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Other day I'd known, giving me
a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?